This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Ruth McQueen, M-C, capital Q-U-E-E-N, like November, date of birth 7-1-1950. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation for Mrs. McQueen with chronic kidney disease, noted back as far as 2023, but a rapidly increasing creatinine level starting in December of 2024. She has a history of hypertension for many years, also diabetes, that's been fairly well controlled, and peripheral vascular disease in both legs. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic urinary incontinence, generally stress incontinence, but also some random incontinence. She has chronic hip pain bilaterally and low back pain, but she does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Generally, Tylenol is what she's using. Well, she has chronic fatigue and denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have shortness of breath with exertion, occasional cough, and occasional wheezing. And she's had a recent severe urinary tract infection. That was in June of 2024, and she went to, she was having a lot of chest pain and was taken to ELMA emergency department. She had elevated troponin levels, so she was sent over to Grand Rapids, myocardial infarction was ruled out, but she did have a severe UTI that caused a lot of pressure, and they felt that was causing some pressure on the diaphragm, therefore on the heart. Once the urinary tract infection was treated, she felt much better. And they left her on doxycycline 100 milligram daily prophylactically to hopefully prevent this from coming back. She states that she's had about 3 urinary tract infections within a year, but hopefully none since hospitalization and release in June. She did have a CTA of the abdomen and pelvis with lower extremity runoff. That was done 12-9 of 24. They looked at the right and left renal artery, and it was normal. They were normal in caliber and had no significant stenosis. But there was moderate atheromatous, A-T-H-E-R-O-M-A-T-O-U-S change, in multiple arteries. Without aneurysm, no dissection. Right lower extremity, no significant stenosis was present. And they noted there was 2 vessel runoff to the right ankle and foot. Left lower extremity, no stenosis was present. There was mild atheromatous change. And there was a single vessel runoff into the ankle and foot on the left. And actually, she has more symptoms on the right side. And the kidneys were atrophic in appearance. Both ureters had normal caliber, and the urinary bladder appeared unremarkable. And then when labs were checked, about a week after the CTA of the abdomen with contrast, she had an increase of creatinine from November 14th of 24, 1.26 with GFR 45, 12-17, 24 creatinine, 1.71 GFR 31, and then the referral was made to nephrology. And 12-18 of 24, she was started on lisinopril, 5 milligram once a day. And when labs were repeated on January 9th of 2025, creatinine had increased from 1.71 up to 2.04 with a GFR of 25. that possibly could indicate a reaction to the lisinopril. Also, we believe the contrast may have started the changes in December, but further testing must be done to determine these things. The patient denies any, or past medical history is significant for low magnesium levels, hypertension, chronic fatigue, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, peripheral vascular disease, obesity, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, COPD, history of DVT of the lower extremity, and diabetic neuropathy. Also the severe UTI in June of 24. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy, left knee meniscus repair 2018, ovarian cyst removal on the left, and a history of a fractured tailbone without surgical repair. Social history, the patient smoked a little bit as a teenager, but only a few times, and then never started as a habit, so she's technically a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband, and is retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, diabetes, stroke, hypertension, asthma, cancer, glaucoma, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to naproxen and all and Motrin. Medications, she takes diazide 75/50, one daily. And Ventolin inhalers, two inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Doxycycline, 100 milligram daily, UTI prophylaxis. Amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. Glipizide, 5 milligram twice a day. Pramipexole, P-R-A-M-I-P-E-X-O-L-E. Or Requip, let's change that. Requip, 0.5 milligram, one daily at bedtime. As needed for restless leg, tramadol is 50 milligram three times a day. Trazodone is 50 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily, started on 12/18/24. Flexeril, 10 milligram at bedtime. Calcium, 500 milligram daily with vitamin D, 2,000 units once a day. Physical exam, height is 60 inches, weight 217 pounds. Pulse is 78. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 126 over 66. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear without with midline uvula. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub, no gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses and no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, in addition to the creatinine levels previously described, the highest was 1.9 of 25, creatinine 2.04, GFR 25, 12/17/24, creatinine 1.71, 11/14/24, creatinine 1.26, 6/25/24, creatinine 1.15, GFR 50, 6/6 of 24, creatinine 1.16, GFR 50, 9/22 of 23, creatinine 1.18, GFR 49. And other labs done 1.9 of 25, intact parathyroid hormone 114.4, glucose was 222, calcium is 9.2, sodium 134, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 30, phosphorus 3.9, I'm sorry, that's albumin 3.9, phosphorus 5.0, hemoglobin 12.7, normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. One, rapidly worsening creatinine levels starting December of 2024. Currently, we want her to stop lisinopril now, so she'll stop that effective tomorrow. We want her to wait 5 days and then have all of our labs repeated. We're going to do free light chains, immunofixation levels, random urine eosinophils, a creatinine to protein urine ratio, and a routine urinalysis, as well as renal panel and a CBC with differential. We're hoping that the creatinine level will start to decrease. However, the plan is if it increases further or stays in the 2 range, she'll need a kidney kidney biopsy. So we are also scheduling her for a stat kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder in case she needs a stat renal biopsy also. If the creatinine does decrease 5 days after stopping lisinopril, we'll be able to just do the kidney ultrasound and forego a biopsy. But we'll determine that after we get the next labs back. And we've asked her to check her blood pressure several times a day at home as she'll be stopping lisinopril. She may need a different medication, not an ACE or an ARB, if she continues to have high blood pressure at home. So we can work on that and give her a different medication in place of lisinopril if needed. And we will have a follow-up visit in this practice in the next 4 to 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.